Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It was 1983, and young 30-year-old Dan Roan out of Champaign, Illinois, gets hired to be the WGN-TV weekend anchor and sports reporter. Fast forward to May 26, 2022, and tonight, Dan Roan signs off. Do you have your speech ready, Dan?
I'm working on it, Bob. Nice to be speaking with one of my childhood idols.
Oh, stop with that. Yeah, it's been quite a run for you at Channel 9, and I know you've been thinking about taking it easy for a while. You're finally going to do it. Congratulations after tonight. And I know it's impossible to talk about your favorite memory or your favorite part of the job, but you came on board at the right time in Chicago sports, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it was like the perfect storm almost. I was hired in February of 84, and I actually came to Chicago from Champaign, having covered the Rose Bowl. Illinois won the Big Ten that year, and actually did some stuff while I was working in Champaign for WGN, and got up here, and Michael Jordan was drafted that summer, and the Cubs won the division for the first time in 39 years, and the Bears won the Super Bowl the next year, and away we went, right?
You know, Dan, you and I have been doing this for about the same length of time, and as you rattle off those events, Jordan joining the Bulls, Bears winning the Super Bowl, Cubs going to the playoffs in 84, you know, you can list those watershed events very quickly, but isn't it amazing to look back at that span of time and sense how quickly it's kind of gone?
It really has gone fast. And, you know, in terms of sports, in Chicago, we all know we've had plenty of lean years too, but there's always been something interesting to talk about, whether it be good or bad, right? Not always great, but we certainly have had our share of champions over the years, and you're right. There are a million different events that you could talk about and how great it was. But, you know, the whole ride has really been something. I've been close to, interviewed, worked with. I couldn't even tell you how many Hall of Famers. But there are so many Hall of Fame people that I've had the chance to meet. And not just athletes and coaches and owners and all that, but just people that watch the news that, you know, I give you a punch in the arm when you walk by them in the supermarket, or say, you know, I remember when you bought me a beer in a bar one time, or whatever. You know, it's just been mind-boggling this past couple of weeks to think about how many people have reached out, and it's really been a humbling experience. And I know tonight is going to be the best and the worst of times, I think.
Anything overwhelm you in terms of the well-wishers who've checked in? I know you've got a lot of tributes on the air from coaches, from athletes, from people in the business. Anything kind of hit you?
Well, Doug Collins got me pretty good last night. I will say that. And my guys in my office, Joel Libertor, our producer, and Steve Scherer, my cameraman par excellence, and also a producer, and Rick Tarsitano, and Bob Vorwald, all those guys, the stuff they have done for me in the last couple of weeks is pretty unbelievable. To get Jack Nicklaus to come on and, you know, talk about you, there's been a lot, but you go on my Twitter feed and see how many people have said hey, and, you know, it's not just the big name people, it's just everybody who's been so kind over the years, and I'm really kind of feeling it now this week.
Well, you know, Bob, I've worked with Dan. I said this to Dan on Saturday. I saw him over at the ballpark, and I said we've worked together for 22 years at WGN-TV, but we never really, until recently, were in the studio at the same time. But we were on the air together, Dan, the night the Cubs won the pennant at Wrigley Field. I was in the studio. You were on the field at Wrigley, and it always struck me how emotional that was for you when the Cubs won that night. Do you remember? Is that about as emotional as you ever got on the air?
Probably, and at least, Dave, in terms of an event, you know. Mm-hmm. I grew up a Cub fan. My dad was a Cub fan. Our whole family rooted for the Cubs, and it's part of the reason why I wanted to work at WGN is just because they had the Cubs. And it finally worked out that way. And then, you know, they got close a couple of times, especially in 03 there, and never could quite get over the top. And, yeah, it was a grabber that night for a lot of people, right? I mean, how many millions of people have been waiting for that moment to see the Cubs go into the World Series for the first time in who knows how many years? So, yeah, it was hard to speak. They actually spun that one back on me this week.
So, and, yeah. I'm sitting with one of those guys right now, by the way.
I know you are.
Dan, do you know at all when in your hometown of Keokuk, Iowa, the work on the Dan Rohn statue will begin?
That's funny. That's very funny. I think that'll probably happen down the line, maybe for 50 or 60 years or so.
All right. What time do we get the Dan Rohn farewell speech on WGN-TV tonight?
Well, you know, they've kept me in the dark 100% on what's been going on this week. So I've been shocked and surprised and amazed at everything that's gone on. And tonight, it's the big finale, so I don't know what's going to happen. But I know we're doing something in the beginning of the news at 9 o'clock, and then I'm probably on at 9:40 like usual, and then on our GN Sports Show at 10:30. I think the bulk of it will be there. My family's coming in. I'm not sure what else they have planned, but I'm sure there'll be a surprise or two in there. So Rich King has been in studio. My longtime partner for 26 years. He's been in last night, and he'll be in there again tonight. So great to see him. And Dave, like you said, Rich and I worked together for 26 years and barely hung out at all because when one of us was off, the other one was on the air.
And that's how it works in the business. 38 years, and we'll miss you, but we're real happy that you're going to be enjoying life, and we'll be watching as always tonight. The best to you, Dan Rohn.
Congrats, Dan.
Thanks for the time this morning as well.
Thanks so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Be well. 8:49. Wow, that's quite a run.
He's the best.
He's had.
He's awesome, and he deserves all of the plaudits that he's getting.
Good guy, great reporter, and you know what? Growing up in the area and idolizing Harry Carey, and then getting this job, it doesn't get any better than that.